Welcome to the community podcast from your friends at the Community Paper. My name is Nick Jargudu. I'm the managing editor, and I'm joined by one of my favorite writer, and please don't tell any of the other writers, but my favorite writer at the paper, Kendall Ansbury, is here. Hello, Kendall.
Hi, Nick. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be back.
It's been so long.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you remember that I wear these little 3D printed things.
Yes, yeah, I do.
Okay. I'm not looking at you. I'm looking at the camera, so I didn't see you nodding.
I know. I was like, oh, is he asking me or the audience? I'm not really
yeah.
sure.
So I also make what I like to call brand knuckles for people. And so sometimes it's their logo. Sometimes it's other stuff. So can I show you one that I made just recently?
Yes, let's
yeah,
see
okay,
it.
So.
Oh, wait, that's so... I was
Oh,
really...
wait. Sorry, hang on. You need the other one, too.
Uh-oh. Nick, I'm going to hang up the call right now. No. Who did you make that for?
I just for fun, just to see if I how they would turn out.
That's so funny. I was like, I was trying to understand it, but then I was like, please don't talk. This is what I think it is.
Yep.
Well, that's something.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And I made them in Christmas colors, so they're very festive.
Very creative.
Yeah. I have too much time on my hands sometimes.
I see that. Unfortunately, I don't have as much.
You are going through finals right now, Kendall. You are a student at UCF. You know what we should do is send you over to one of our sponsors. Our sponsor for this episode is Boutique Clinic over in the Ivanhoe Village area. We can send you there if you want. You know what you could get there from Karen, who is a wonderful person. I've gotten to meet her and get to know her. She's a board certified nurse practitioner. She does all sorts of services there in the clinic. She's got some specials going on for the holidays, but maybe a B12 shot.
Oh, to boost
to get
my...
boost your energy back up as you're going through or finishing up finals and just getting that last bit of energy before the holidays kick in.
I might need that. And because my immune system has been really going through it this past couple.
Oh, yeah. Let's get you over there. Okay. We'll talk to Karen. People can look that up if they go to boutique. And that's B-O-U-T-I-Q clinic.com. Well, let's jump into it. There's a lot to go over, a lot of events coming up. And I think that if we keep doing this through the holidays, we'll just touch on like 8 million events or so. Does that sound about right?
I think so.
Good. So Zemerium Meadery, one of our favorite places. It's a great space to have events, to host events. They host a bunch of different organizations and events there. They're doing a bunch of stuff through the holidays. The theme is Magical Meadmas. So they're doing something, some incredible flavors for the holidays, but they're also doing something for New Year's Eve. So if you have a chance to go over for that, Magical Meadmas runs through January 4th, and you can learn more about that. They're over in the Mills 50 area. On Friday, December 5th, there is Winter on the Avenue in Winter Park. That's going to be fun for the whole family. That's in Central Park from 5 to 9. The Holiday Jazz Jingle Jam is happening in Baldwin Park. That's from 5:30 to 9:30. That's the same evening. So really, you could just run around to all the holiday events. Same night, City of Orlando Friday night is doing their annual tree lighting celebration in Lake Eola. Orlando Vintage. We've done a couple of stories about Orlando Vintage. They're an incredible organization here in Orlando that not only does vintage clothes, they rent stuff as well. And I think did you do the story about them working on Mad Men and other shows that they provided the costumes?
Yeah, I think it's that was the one that was featured in Vogue, right?
Yeah, they were featured and one of her dresses was featured in Vogue. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, so they're awesome. They've been around for 30 years and they're having the 30th anniversary party there.
Oh, that's fun. We're going to need the Merrymobile back to transport people from all these events.
Yes. And then one last thing, if you want some holiday music, again, this is all just on Friday night over at the Temecula White House in Soto. King Guy's Cool Yule Band is playing at 7:30. So that was just Friday. Kendall, you take over. What's Saturday?
Yeah, so we also have a lot going on Saturday, too, to keep the holiday spirit and events rolling. We have the 70th third annual Winter Park Christmas Parade at 9 a.m. On Park Avenue in Winter Park. So that's going to be a fun family event first thing in the morning to start your Saturday off right, just in time for the holidays. And then following that, we have the holiday market at the farm at Four Roots Farm Campus in the Packing District. So that's going to be from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. So after you get your candy at the parade, you can go to the holiday market to see all the fresh food that you can get and all those fun holiday treats just in time to go to the Fall Fling at the Rollins Museum of Art right after that in Winter Park. That's going to be from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's a family and community event at the Rollins Museum of Art. And then that's not all. We have several more markets. We had the Grinch Vendor Market. So that's going to be at Barkhaven in the Lockhaven area. So that's going to be from noon to three. So you can bring your favorite furry friends to have a festive holiday celebration, take photos with the Grinch. So I always think that's so funny when dogs do that. So that's going to be one of your options for Saturday. We also have Light Up Soto in the Soto District at the shopping center from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m.
They just sent out a press release about Light Up Soto. So they're going to have a lot of family fun events, vendors, but they're also going to have artists and muralists doing the decorating windows there. And so you're going to be able to watch them and actually participate and help them decorate some of the
windows. That's so fun. So they're decorating them in live, like while people can watch. Okay, that's awesome. I love that. So that's going to be a fun event. And that's from 2 to 6, again, at the shopping center. And then we have WPRK 73rd Birthday Bash at 1010 Brewing in Lockhaven area again. And that's going to be from 6 to 10 p.m. So a bit of an evening activity going into the night. But if before that you want to go to the 14th Annual Christmas Lights Ride at Retro City Cycles in Ivanhoe Village and College Park, that's going to be at 7 p.m. That community event is super fun if you want to stay active during the holidays, because, you know, we all need that. And then you also have the Colonial Plaza in the Era of Malls at the Nook on Robinson in the Milk District. That's going to be from 7 to 8 p.m. So that's a bit of a shorter event. It's by the History Center. It's going to be a really fun event of learning and holiday theme, I think. I'm not sure.
So they actually did this at the History Center. It was so popular, they wanted to do it again. And because Colonial Plaza and what was one of the first malls, or I think the first mall here in Orlando, was in the Milk District, they're doing it in the Milk District at the Nook on Robinson.
That's so fun.
So it's like a very educational talk. You can learn about the history of Orlando.
And I mean, people shop all the time at malls around the holidays. So if you think about it, you can tie it all back to the season.
But you should shop local.
Yes. Yes. Okay. But that's all we have for Saturday.
Okay, good. Oh, wait, there's still more. Sunday, there is a community day. Speaking of shopping local, over at Park Ave CDs, what they do is once a month, they choose a day and then a portion of all their proceeds go towards a local nonprofit, a really incredible one in this case, One Heart for Women and Children. So if you're waiting to do some shopping for that music lover in your life or yourself, I encourage you to go to Park Ave CDs this Sunday, because you'll be giving back to the community as well. Another great event that's happening on Sunday is Draw Lab. The theme is transformation. That's a really neat group that gets together. They have everything you need to draw, including all the pens and paper and notebooks and stuff like that. And what's really great about it is at the end, you actually present what you drew, and it's a very supportive, like, circle of people looking at it in class. It was really incredible. I got some pictures and some video of it, but it was really, like, it made me want to draw, and I cannot draw.
I was about to say, I can only imagine me drawing something, having to show it in front of everyone and, like, not knowing what I drew.
But that's at 1 to 4 at the Great Southern Box Company Food Hall over in the Packing District for free at the Orlando Public Library. Central Florida Ballet is presenting Nutcracker. That goes from 2 to 3 o'clock. And if you want something a little scarier, the Milk District, back in the Milk District, is Krampus Fest. So that's happening from 2 to 9. I think it's family friendly up until a point, then it gets a little more adulty. It'll be at the Plaza Live.
Okay.
And that's always a good time.
Yeah, I know we have an article about that up on our website for those that want to learn more. It's a really fun event, happens every year, but would definitely recommend But that closes out our weekend. We have a couple of events we want to touch on at the beginning of next week because we didn't want to leave these out. But other than that, we have a lot of events for your weekend plans. But if you want to start next week off right as well, we have the Audubon Park Community Holiday Market from 5 to 8 on Monday at Stardust Video and Coffee. So that's going to be a fun event. Again, holiday themed, as most of these are. In the evening on Monday. Perfect time after work. Everyone can go, family friendly. It's lovely. On Tuesday, we're actually going to have another holiday market, but this one's going to be at Kaleidoscope Thornton Park. So that's going to be, it seems like it's going to be an all-day event. So that's going to be another fun one.
I think it's in the evening. They're actually doing it Tuesdays and Fridays. I think that's why there's not a time on the listing.
Okay.
So they're doing their holiday market at Kaleidoscope on Tuesdays and Fridays.
Awesome. Okay. And then also that day on Tuesday, we have Jazz in the Courtyard at City Arts in downtown Orlando from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Also a great evening time. And that's going to be fun for everyone who loves live music, especially jazz. I love jazz. I know that's a controversial statement, but that's going to be a really fun event. I know some people hate jazz.
They're wrong.
Let us know if you hate jazz in the comment section.
Yeah, talk to me.
Oh, yeah, talk to Nick. But yeah, and then we're going to wrap up.
You can like whatever you like.
Well, I like jazz, so. We're going to wrap it up with an event on Wednesday at 6 p.m., the Polisac Nights, a holiday speakeasy at Capen House at the Alban Polisac Museum in Winter Park. So that's a whole lot of events for you.
Woo!
Yeah, we'll include those in the description for this episode so you can have all the information you needed. Because I don't know about you, but I'm not an audio learner. I can't retain information by just having it spoke at me. So I'm going to have to read that too to make note of everything I want to do this weekend. But
so check that out. Sign up for our newsletter. Look in the show notes. You can also pick up the brand new issue. And we have a calendar in there. We can't fit everything into the print calendar. So we do have quite a few events that are in just online, in the weekly newsletter or on the podcast. So you should subscribe to all of those things. So Kendall, we took up a lot of time, but I did want to talk about your cover story for this month because
yes.
I think it's incredible. I have a couple other stories I wanted to talk about, but I don't know if there's anything you want to say or add about the story that you wrote. Obviously, everybody should go read it. It's something we've been working on for quite a while, and Kendall really pulled it all together to bring it all together with what we were covering all year, which was about the camping ban, our unhoused neighbors, mm-hmm. and things of that nature.
Yeah, I'm really happy with how it all came together, because I know for a while we were trying to figure out how to tie in some of the profiles we did of people who were previously unhoused and kind of how to tie that into our, you know, motto to, you know, follow good news and bring that to the community. So while a lot of those are good stories, we also are covering two main nonprofit organizations that are seeing some developments throughout the end of this year and into the next one, and that is going to be the Harbor House of Central Florida and iDignity. So they're both getting new facilities for different purposes over the course of this new year. So we're kind of closing out the previous year and everything we've been covering all year to kind of tie that into hope looking forward. So that's where we get Hope in the Holidays. And it's a really sweet story about, you know, some of the events that they did this year and how many people they've helped this year and kind of what they're looking for going forward.
Yeah. And then we got to a couple of our writers, Connor and Elizabeth, got to speak to some of the people who have benefited from the services that these two organizations provide. And it's just, it's some of the most compelling stories I think we've told about people. So I really appreciate you, all the work you did, all the work Connor did, all the work Elizabeth did.
Yeah.
It was really nice.
I'm really excited for readers to read this.
Yeah. It's hard to follow that up with other stories, but I did want to point out that I was really excited to see Albert Park reopen in College Park. I know that a lot of people really loved the tree that was there. That was the big controversy over this park being redesigned and redone. And what they did, which I thought was really fun, is the Parks and Recreation Department got acorns and cultivated seedlings, 100 seedlings, and they gave them away. Most of them were given away today at the ribbon cutting. So we're mm-hmm. recording this on Thursday. And so it was just incredible to see that and a lot of people taking that home. Another story that I thought was important that I haven't had a chance to write up yet is State of Downtown was this week, and Mayor Buddy Dyer Mayor Buddy Dyer had a big announcement, and that was about the redevelopment of the old Orlando Sentinel building and properties on sort of the north end of the main downtown district. And I'm just really excited about what they're doing there. So keep an eye out for that story. I know a lot of people, it was funny because a lot of people who were writing about it were saying, like, oh, it's about time, or oh, this is going to take a lot of years for them to develop. It's like, yeah, that's what developments are. So, and sometimes it takes a few years to put what they're saying is approximately $2 billion together
Wow.
to put this out there. And the design team is the same design team behind some incredible, the Vessel up in New York City, the island there, the Square Island or the Little Island
Oh,
Park
yeah.
up there. Yeah, so the same group. I'm fingers crossed that that group continues and they do design it.
Yeah.
But how incredible could that be
Yeah, that's
for
awesome.
us? Yeah. So anyway, I think I have rose-colored glasses on all the time, by the way, too. So that might
Yeah.
trick me. Thank you for joining me, Kendall. You can learn more and follow along with Kendall's journeys through journalism. Journalism journeys?
Journalism
That's better.
journeys.
At Words by Kendall. That's on Instagram. And if you want to, obviously follow us as well. Community Paper Orlando. Subscribe to the podcast. Tell your friends. And if you have an event to share or news or someone interesting you think we should cover, let us know.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us, guys, and make sure to check out some of those events, and we'll see you next time.
I'm going to start waving now. I'm a waving guy.
Yeah,
Put these back on.